Let's get some reaction now to the news that a tribunal of inquiry will be held into how the Defence Forces deals with complaints, whether over sexual harassment and assault, bullying or discrimination. The terms of reference for the tribunal, which will be chaired by Ms Justice Anne Power, have been approved by the government, and the Taoiseach and Defence Minister Micheál Martin said it followed comprehensive consultation with all interested parties. Well, one of those is the Women of Honour Group, which exposed multiple incidents of rape and sexual assault as well as sex discrimination in the Defence Forces through an RTE radio documentary. Its spokesperson, retired Army Captain Diane Byrne, joins us now. Diane Byrne, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Comprehensive consultations, said Micheál Martin yesterday. Consultations which you thought were still ongoing?
Absolutely. We did not agree to these terms of reference, and it was news to us. We found out late Monday evening that they were going to Cabinet on Tuesday. So, of course, that was very disappointing. But look, we've been here before. We've been disappointed before. We're pleased that we have a tribunal. We've always felt that a full public tribunal was the only mechanism that was going to expose any of the truths here. And we welcome Justice Power and a full, comprehensive, transparent tribunal going forward. But we still have a way to go. We still have concerns in relation to the terms of reference. But we'll look at them now in light of where we're at now and see what we can do.
Well, do you have any more detail other than the bare minimum which was published yesterday regarding the terms of reference?
So we were furnished with a copy of the terms of reference that they had, the latest term that they had in December. And at our, in a quick assessment, there's very little difference between that version and the version that went to Cabinet. There are a couple of minor concessions in that. But we still have a lot of concerns in relation to the fact that they are, you know, it still kind of comes across as a paper exercise. It's heavily concentrated on the complaints process. And that has always been a concern of ours. There's been countless reviews into the complaints process that is in existence. We know it doesn't work. But more than that, the complaints process is a part of a much bigger problem. This is about people. It's about abuse of power. And it's about the people who've been shut down in that. So we're hoping that this tribunal will give them a voice, a chance to be heard and get a sense of accountability out of this. So this is very much the starting point.
So are you saying you want people perhaps who haven't already made formal complaints to be allowed the opportunity to come forward to the tribunal? Is it the case at the moment, is your understanding, that formal complaints already have to be made in order for them to be investigated by the tribunal?
Well, it has been heavily focused on complaints of abuse. So, in other words, you had to have made a complaint of abuse to be part of this tribunal. We have pushed very, very hard to ensure that people who have suffered abuses, because we believe that there have been substantial numbers of people, and even the IRG report itself, that we didn't engage with. So we believe there's a vast number of people who didn't engage with that. Over 75% of the Defence Forces didn't use the complaint process because they didn't have faith in it, or they felt that it would be deterred and their career would be destroyed at a minimum if they did use it. So yes, we absolutely believe that. But we hope that there is an avenue there for people to be able to engage, even if they haven't put up complaints through the official complaints process. And that's our key focus. This needs to be an inclusive process to make sure it's effective, or it's only going to look at a very, very small part of a problem.
The Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, welcomed the approval of the terms of reference. He said the Defence Forces is fully committed to cooperating with the tribunal in the course of their work. Do you, who knows the Defence Forces probably better than most of us this morning, do you expect the Defence Forces to, in effect, open their books, given that institutions like this around the world are, by their very nature, protective of their information, protective of their reputations?
Absolutely. We pushed very hard for this to be a full public tribunal, because we did not believe that it would happen willingly, and that this mechanism would be the only mechanism that would force, basically, the information, to not give anybody a chance to hide and not open their books. So, you know, that this mechanism is the one that will do that. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure that the terms of reference are effective enough to allow this mechanism to do what it needs to do.
So it will be held in public, will it? There'll be a public element to it?
Absolutely. Okay. That was the only thing that we felt that would really be able to get into the depths of what needs to be done here. So in that sense, the tribunal is a fantastic opportunity to do what needs to be done here. And we're going to do everything that we can to make sure it's effective.
Well, look, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. Diane Byrne, retired Army Captain, spokesperson for the Women of Honour Group.